Now, tonight, let's look in the book of Acts, chapter 16. Verses 6 through 9. Acts 16, verses 6 through 9. Amen. Three verses of scripture tonight. Right? 6 through 9. Well, maybe three or four verses. 16 verses 6 through 9. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Got it? All right. What does it say? Read that, please. Phrygia. Mysia? Where are you at? Let's see. What verse you're reading, brother? Oh, all right. Yeah, after they would come to what? Mysia, I believe. Mysia. They're saved. Bithynia. Mm-hmm. Troas. Mm-hmm.
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us.
Amen. Good. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word of God, Lord. For thy word is holy and pure, Lord. Thy word is forever settled in heaven. We thank you for your word. Lord, help us to take the word of God and mix it with faith to obey your voice, Lord. Move by thy spirit tonight, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay. Just have your way tonight, Lord. Let your divine will be done, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray and for the glory of God. Amen. Now, the Apostle Paul and Silas, they were traveling, being led by the Spirit of God. Now, the Bible said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, you know, it's all God's timing. It makes the difference. If we're walking in the will of God, doing the will of God, and we do things in God's timing, well, we'll see results, won't we? We'll see good results. But now, when we get in self, get in the flesh, and start walking contrary to God, we get in trouble. Now, we can see this in Israel, can't we? How Israel, God blessed them as long as they obeyed him. But when they turned from God, you know, turned away and started doing their own thing, they always got in trouble. Amen. Now, Paul and Silas, as they traveled here, when they got, hallelujah, to Phrygia, they were intending to go there, but God spoke and said, well, Phrygia, let's talk about Phrygia a little bit. It was divided into two parts, all right? A part of Asia and Galatia. All right, now we know from Acts 2:10 that some of the people from Phrygia was at Pentecost. Amen? Want to look at that verse, Acts 2:10? Some of the people from Phrygia was at Pentecost. They got the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:10. Pamphylia, yes. Uh-huh. Libya, yeah. Yes. Proselytes. Good. Amen. So some of the people there was from Phrygia, they received the Holy Ghost, all right? But now Paul and Saul said they traveled, they were forbidden to go to preach the gospel in Asia. Now later on they went to Asia as being led by the Spirit of God and did a great work there. Did a lot of suffering there, but they did a great work. See, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, if you make up your mind to serve God, make up your mind to suffer. Isn't that right? See, God is he's omniscient. In other words, he knows everything. God declares the end from the beginning. Isn't that right? And so God knows how to route out a route for his people. Isn't that right? God will lead us if we let him. And God was leading these apostles here to go exactly where to go. In his timing. See, God's timing is perfect. Remember Moses, when he was down in Egypt, and he saw one of his brothers being mistreated, and how he killed this Egyptian and buried him in the sand. But he did that. It wasn't God's time for him to try to deliver God's people, was it? It wasn't God's time. And God, see what God permitted to happen to him? He had to go for 40 years. Isn't that right? 40 years. And then God got him ready. God prepared him. God did a lot of things, showed him a lot. And then God sent him back to live his people. But it's God's timing. It's what all matters. Hallelujah. And if we want to please God, we have to follow him. Isn't that right? We have to follow him and not man. Hallelujah. So God had told them exactly, don't go into Asia. It's not time to go to Asia. And they were led by the Spirit of God. They followed God. They didn't go into Asia. But listen at this now. When the Spirit of God forbade them to go into Asia, the door into Europe was open. That was the first door open in Europe for them to go, and they preached the gospel there. Now, verses 7 and 8, what does it say? Verses 7 and 8. No. Acts 16, I'm sorry. Acts 16, verses 7 and 8. Mysia, they are saved. They are Bithynia. The Spirit suffered them not. All right. Go ahead. To Troas. Amen. Now the King James Version, it's really got some words in here. Listen to what it says here. And so they are saved to go into Bithynia. You know, that word means that they endeavored, or they desired, or they made plans to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. It's not time to go there. Amen? Again, the Holy Spirit forbade Paul and Silas from following their own wishes. Paul, listen to this now. Paul yielded to the Spirit knowing that Jesus had saved him, called him, and by revelation gave him the message to deliver. Isn't that right? See, the Apostle Paul, when he was saved, he didn't go, he said, when he was saved, he didn't go up to the apostles before him, but he went into Arabia. Isn't that right? He went into Arabia. He sought the face of God. He prayed and fasted and sought God's face. And when he came out, he had the same gospel that the apostles had. The same, didn't it? The same truth. See, why? Because it was given by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That they spoke the same thing. That's been what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:10. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you all do what? Speak the same thing. That there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Isn't that right? So they spoke the same thing because they received it from the Holy Ghost. And that, see, if you receive a truth from the Holy Ghost, and a brother over here receive a truth from the Holy Ghost on the same scripture, you're going to agree. Isn't that right? You can't help them agreeing. But hallelujah. But today we have people teaching all kind of stuff. Not being led by the Spirit of God. Walking after the flesh. Carnal minded. Which means walking after the flesh. Carnal means fleshly minded. But hallelujah. God have called us to walk in the Spirit and to live in the Spirit and to obey the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit called. What that song said? Hear the Spirit's call. Hallelujah. I can't think of how that song go, but it's something like that about hear the Spirit call. Being led by the Spirit of God. Following God. So the apostles were following the Lord. Amen. They were following God. And that means so much to be led by the Spirit of God. That, listen to this now. Therefore, as the Spirit directed them, they kept traveling. They kept traveling. Troas is mentioned, listen to this now. Troas is mentioned several times in the New Testament. Let's look at Acts 20, verse 6. Acts 20, verse 6 through 11. Where the Apostle Paul preached in Troas. He preached there. In Troas. And listen to what happened. Acts 20, verse 6 through 11. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Paul was getting ready to leave tomorrow, but he preached. He preached the word of God to him. He knew they needed the word, didn't he? So he took time to preach the word. He didn't get in no hurry. Amen? When you're led by the Spirit of God, you wait on God. And you might be waiting for days sometime. And then again, God tell you to move swiftly. But whatever, to be led by the Spirit of God is to please God. All right, what happened here? Now, Paul preached a long time. Paul was a long-winded preacher. Isn't that right? His man preached at midnight. My. He put a lot of... So what happened? Read. Uh-huh. There were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. I think the Eutychus, I believe. Eutychus or Eutychus, all right. But whatever. You know, we do our best on these words, some of it. Now, Paul was preaching, and the man went to sleep. Amen? Fell into a deep sleep. Well, deep sleep probably was snowing. Probably. I mean, when I fall into a deep sleep, I snow on my wife must well tell me that I snore. Nothing wrong with it, is it? Nothing wrong with it. Now, I believe Jesus, listen to this now, when he was down in the boat, I believe he was in a deep sleep. I do. Because he didn't get much rest, did he? Jesus didn't get much rest. He was going. But hallelujah, he got a little rest then. But this brother, he fell into a deep sleep while Paul was preaching. He just couldn't keep his eyes open no longer. I guess he probably said, when are you going to quit? Man. But Paul kept on preaching. And Eutychus or Eutychus, he fell into a deep sleep. And what happened? Paul was kept right on preaching. Sunk down with sleep. And he fell down, what, three stories, right? Fell down from the third loft. And what? He was taken up dead. Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him and said, trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is faithful, isn't he? Amen. But Paul was a long time. He preached a long time. My God. But God used him to bring this man back, didn't he? Hallelujah. Thank God. So if you... Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. So the fall killed him, yes. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, the fall killed him. I mean, he hit the ground. Yes, ma'am. And Paul, isn't that right? God is faithful. See, God used the apostles that time to raise the dead. Didn't he raise the dead through some of them? Hallelujah. Because God is God. And God don't never change. Isn't that right? How many of y'all know that God don't never change? He don't have to change because he's God. And he's faithful. He's holy. He's pure. He's righteous. He's just. And he's our Savior. He's our Father tonight. And he loves us with an everlasting love. So let's follow him. Let's draw closer to the Lord. Amen? I need to draw closer. I want to draw closer. Isn't that right? How many of y'all want to draw closer? I do. I want more of God. More. See, John. What did John say? John the Baptist say, he must increase and I must decrease. Isn't that right? So that's the flesh. Talking about the flesh. Our flesh, we got to die out to the flesh. As Pastor Bennett was preaching this morning. Amen. We gotta live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, talk in the Spirit, obey the Spirit. Amen? Amen. For he's calling us. Amen. Amen. To higher heights and deeper depths. See, some people just want to stay in the shallow water, on the bank. Thank God, but you got to wade on out there, isn't that right? Into the deep. That's what God's calling his people to do. Wade out. We can't be ashamed to follow God if we want to please him, especially in these last days. Hallelujah. So Paul preached a long time, and the young man fell out of the window and was taken up dead. And Paul ran down and embraced him, said, trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. God raised him from the dead through the Apostle Paul. Amen? And what happened? Read on. And when Paul came back up after he went down and dead man was raised, Paul came back up and what happened? Uh-huh. He still talked a long while. See, he wasn't in a hurry to get away. Isn't that right? He knew he was getting ready to leave, but he wasn't in no hurry. How many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Sometimes people got to go somewhere, and they get in a big hurry. And sometimes they miss God. Isn't that right? See, we need to take time and hear God and obey God in all things. Isn't that right? Prayer. And we need to pray. We need to pray about things. We don't pray enough. Well, at least I don't. God wants people to pray about everything and worry about nothing. Wouldn't that be good if we did that? Prayed about everything and worried about nothing? Amen? You know why? Because worry don't change nothing. Well, I mean, let me say this. Worry will make you old and ugly before your time. That's about it. You better believe it. Say, what happened to you? Bye, bye, bye. It doesn't change the situation, does it? Say, if you got a bill to pay and you don't have the money, don't worry. And no use of worrying about it. I mean, sometimes we do, but if we trust God, I'm talking about trust God, God will take care of the situation for us. We have to wait on him. Isn't that right? God works things out for his people. If they trust him, believe him, and obey him, wait on him. But the Apostle Paul wasn't in no hurry. He preached the word of God, went down, raised up the man from the dead, came back up, and still talked a long time. Isn't that right? You know what? He knew he was getting ready to leave. He loved those people. He loved those people. Those were God's people. And Paul had preached the word of God, and many of them had got saved under his ministry. And he's getting ready to leave them. Hallelujah. And you know, he didn't want to, but he had to. Why did he have to? Because he was led by the Spirit of God. God was leading him to go on, follow on to know the Lord. See, when you get out of the will of God, you're in trouble with God. And I don't want to be out of the will. I want to be in the will. I want to be in the perfect will of God. Amen. The perfect will of God. Listen at this now. Glory be to God. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Amen. Definitely was raised from the dead. Yes. Amen. God is faithful. See, when God closed one door, he opened another. Isn't that right? So when if you're doing something for God and a door closed, you don't have to sit around and mope about it and cry about it, do you? No, not really. You say, Lord, you closed that door. Thank you for keeping the door open that long. But Lord, I'm ready. I'm waiting. And just pray and seek God. And God opened the door. Isn't that right? Exactly where he wants you to go. And that means a lot. Yes. The Holy Spirit forbids Paul and Silas to go into Asia. So they followed God. Listen at this. There was a vision. Isn't that right? There was a vision gave for further direction. And what did the man say? Come over in Macedonia and help us. Paul saw that vision. Come over in Macedonia and help us. And what did Paul do? They went, didn't they? They didn't hold up. All right. To have a vision, it's not unusual. The Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and even our faithful father Abraham, God showed him things through visions. Amen? Look at Acts 10:3. Cornelius, look at Acts 10:3. Cornelius, was the first Gentile that God brought in. You know, on the day of Pentecost, only Jews were saved. Isn't that right? Only Jews. But now, God died that for everybody, that all have a chance to be saved. Isn't that right? But here is where God brought the first Gentile family into the church. Isn't that right? What does it say? Talking about Cornelius, this was a man, start at verse 1 there. Sisera, yeah. He was a centurion. Italian band. Yes. He was a devout man, yeah. He feared God with all his house. This was a man that wanted God. He wanted to know God. If you really want to know God, you'll find him. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. If you search for God with all your heart, you'll find him. Isn't that right? So Cornelius was seeking God. And what happened here? He gave much alms to the people. He helped out. He reached out to the people and gave them food and whatever, you know. He gave much alms to the people, all right? Listen to that. Stop. He prayed to God always. Now, isn't this something? This is a lesson for us. He prayed to God always. He prayed about, I would say, pretty much everything. See, lots of times we'll make major decisions without even praying. That's a big mistake. Isn't that right? What do we have God for? God is our direction if we let him. We let him direct us. God is our teacher. He's our instructor. If we'll let him be. But we got to let him be. See, God just don't come in and beat you over the head and make you obey him. No, he doesn't. It's obedience to him. As Pastor Benjamin preached this morning, obedience to God. When you love God, Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. When you really love God, you'll love keeping his commandments. Isn't that right? Because you want to please him. All right. Cornelius 3. What does it say? He saw in a vision. An angel of God came in, went into Cornelius, and he spoke to Cornelius. Said something. What did he say? He was afraid. When he saw this angel, he was afraid. If I see one, I'd be afraid too, wouldn't you? Amen, wouldn't you? When you look in the Bible, you see people, when they see an angel of God, they're fearful. Amen. They're right. But normally, you know, Like when they saw Jesus, they thought when they thought he was a ghost, they was afraid. He said, "Fear not," you know. But angels of true angels of God, amen. Read. I want you to read Psalms. Couple of verses I've been meditating on. Psalms 34, verses 7 and 8. What does it say there? You know, meditation is a thing that we need to do. We need to meditate on God's word, don't we? Amen. In his law, does he meditate day and night? Meditate means to, what, think deeply. Go over something over and over in your mind. Let it go over and over. Think about it over and over. What does it say here? And deliver them. And the Lord encamp around them that fear him and deliver them. And what else? Oh, taste and see that the Lord. Hallelujah. How do you taste God? Amen. Through the word of God, his word. That's right. Amen. Jesus said, "The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The word. Get in the word. The word is spirit. The word is life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We taste him by eating his word. Hallelujah. Meditating upon his word. Partaking of his word daily. This should be daily. Isn't that right? We should get in the word of God every day and pray every day. Amen. If we want to please God, we're going to have to do this. If we want to please him. I'm not talking about doing something half-heartedly, but we got to be full-heartedly. In other words, we have got to, our whole heart have got to be in it. Isn't that right? Our whole heart, God wants our heart. He does. If you don't have your heart, he don't have you. Isn't that right? Your heart is completely you, your total personality, your heart. Your mind, your emotions, your will, your heart. Thank God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Trust him fully. Lean upon him. And he'll direct your path. Isn't that right? And we live in a time, if you haven't needed your path directed, you need it directed today. Isn't that right? Because thank God there's so much is going on. We have so many soothsayers and hallelujah. People that don't know God. In pulpits. Isn't that right? In pulpits. And a lot of them, the Bible said how they make merchandise out of God's people. Isn't that right? And they'll fleece the sheep for money. Isn't that right? For filth of lucre's sake. Hallelujah. That's money. Filth of lucre's sake. They'll fleece God's people. The ones that, now when you walk in the spirit of living for God, they're not going to fleece you. Amen. You know why? Because you see the devil coming. When he come up, you'll know him. Isn't that right? You better believe it. If you got discerning of spirit, and if you walk in the spirit, and you're living for God, the devil's not going to slip up on you. Is that right? Amen. The devil shouldn't be able to come in wherever you are and sit down beside you and be comfortable. He shouldn't be able to. I know one time in Nashville, I was preaching the word of God. A lady was sitting on a bench there, and I was in a chair, whatever, and I preached the word of God, and she said, and jumped up and ran out. Amen? She did. Amen. The word of God evidently was just so hot. I mean, she jumped up and ran out. She couldn't take it. Hallelujah. God is good. He's great. And he's greatly to be praised. Isn't that right? He is. He is. Thank God. Let me say this. When we went around with the tent preaching, I remember we preached, set the tent up in Homestead, Florida, and preached the word of God. You did? Yeah. In Homestead, set the tent up, preached the word of God, and some people got saved. But one of the highlights, I think the main highlight of that meeting was an 86-year-old man by the name of Howard Johnson came in there and got saved, and he just danced around. My God. Got saved, got the Holy Ghost, and danced around. Holly had the victory. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God. So we had some experience under the tent. And I'm going to be telling some of the experiences that we had. I mean, some of them were something else. Hallelujah. But God always met the need. God always took care of the situation. Because when we traveled, we had this car, had the tent, and sometimes we'd have to tie the tent on top. Well, the poles, you know. Tie the poles and the tent on top of the car. Then we finally got a little trailer and traveled around and preached the word of God. Amen. But we did God's will. We did the will of God. Amen. Glory. So Cornelius, what do you stop at there? In Cornelius. What did it say? All right, good. Now back to Acts 16. Yeah, Cornelius. No. 10, I'm sorry. Thank you. Acts 10. Thank you, my brother. Acts chapter 10 by Cornelius. Yes, Cornelius 10. And his household, the first Gentile family that got saved. First Gentile family got saved was Cornelius and his household. Hallelujah. Because this man prayed to God always, and God, he saw in a vision, right? Well, angel appeared unto him. Angel appeared unto him and talked to him and told him to go. What did he tell him? What did the angel tell Cornelius? What is it, Lord? He saw this angel. What is it, Lord? All right.
He said unto him, thy prayers and thy hands are come up for memorial.
Your prayers and your arms have come up for a memorial before God. And I've heard your prayer, Cornelius. You've been praying. You've been reaching out to me. Hallelujah. See, God hears our prayers when we are sincere. Is that right? When our hearts appear before God, God hears our prayers. But he doesn't answer all the time right away. We don't know how long Cornelius prayed, but anyway, your prayers and your arms have come up as a memorial before God. And he told him what to do in order to get saved. And now send men to Joppa, right? What did he say? Go send for, yes, his name, Simon, whose surname is Peter. Read. He lodges with one Simon of Tanner, right? Huh? What did it say? Yeah, go ahead.
He lodged with one Simon.
A tanner. Whose house?
House
uh-huh.
He shall tell thee what thou oughtest.
He's going to tell you what you got to do to be saved. He's going to tell you what you got to do to be saved. Send for Peter. Send for Simon. And he's going to tell you what you ought to do and what happened. Mm-hmm. Him continually, yes, all right. And he sent him to get Peter, didn't he? Mm-hmm. All right.
And he had declared all these things unto them. He sent them to Joppa.
Send them to Joppa, yes.
As they went on their journey, mm-hmm. He knew not unto the city. Peter went up upon the house
top
to pray about 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. See, Peter was hungry. And it was eaten. Go ahead.
And he became very hungry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So while they made ready,
while he was fixing the food,
he fell into a trance.
Amen. While they was fixing food for Peter, he was hungry and wanted to eat something. He wanted some grub on his belt. And while he was getting it ready, he was up on the housetop. And did what? He fell into a trance. And he saw a vision, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
At
four corners. Yes. Stop right there. He saw this. God showed this to Peter. God showed it to him. And when he saw this, he saw what? All kind of, read on. He saw this. He saw all manner of four-footed beasts and creeping things of the earth, right? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And a voice spoke to Peter and said, what? Rise, Peter. What, kill and eat or slay and eat? Uh-huh. And Peter said, not so, Lord. Nothing common, unclean, never entered into my mouth. He saw all these unclean things, you know. See, God was showing him right there. He was getting ready to bring the Gentiles in to the church, into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. But God had to get it through to Peter. And hallelujah. After he saw this vision, then the people came. The men from Cornelius' house came, and they were knocking on the door. But anyway, Cornelius and his household were saved. Isn't that right? They were saved. Glory. They were saved. All right. Ma'am? First Gentile family that came into the church, Cornelius and his household. Amen. Because the man was devout, he loved God. And God saved him and delivered him, set him free. Amen. Now, all right, let's go on. Now, Paul saw this man in a vision. He said, come over in Macedonia and help us. Come over in Macedonia. We need help over here in Macedonia. That's where God wanted them to go. And they went, didn't they? Yes, they did. Hallelujah. What does it say? Go back to Acts 16. Yes. Yes. All right. That's good. That's good. But they got saved. That Gentile family got saved. God saved them. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's faithful. All right. In Paul's vision, the man from Macedonia prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And Paul, listen to this, y'all. In Paul's conversion from Judaism to Christianity, Paul did not make a partial surrender, did he? He was fully committed to God. He was completely given over to God's service, a bond slave of Jesus Christ. He testified, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen? He testified. I know whom I have believed, not to a program, not to a ceremony, but to a person. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed on him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. Paul had a personal Savior to whom he was a bond slave. My, my, my. In other words, he was a bond slave. That means he served God. He went where God told him to go and did what God told him to do. Isn't that right? Bond slave is not a free. He's not free, is he? No, I mean, he can't do what he want to do. If you're a slave, you got to do what your master tell you. Isn't that right? And that's what Paul did. Hallelujah. Paul, he was no longer his own. The Bible said, you are not your own. What? You're bought with a price. Amen. How many of y'all know that? Right. What price is that we bought with? The precious blood of Jesus. Isn't that right? We bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You know, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus died that death. He rose from the dead. Thank God to die no more. But thank God. He ascended up to heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Isn't that right? But now he make intercession for us. Isn't that right? He's praying for us. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. Glory be to God. He's making intercession for us. Praying for the Lord love us. Yes. Thank God. He was crucified to the old life and to everything connected with it. And the life that he lived was not lived by sight, but by faith. Read Galatians 2:20. Read that. Amen. Galatians 2:20. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20. What did it say?
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live.
Uh-huh.
Yet not I.
Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me.
And the life which I now live.
The life which I now live.
In the flesh.
In the flesh.
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
My God.
Who loved me.
And gave himself for me. And Apostle Paul was sold out to serve the Lord. Isn't that right?
Yes.
He had a deep sense of responsibility to the one with whom was crucified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul's personal testimony was always positive.
Yes.
Whom I serve. Listen to what it said now. Whom I serve. Thou stood by me. This is Acts 27, verse 23. Acts 27, verse 23. Whom I serve. Let's read that verse.
And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship.
Is that 27, 23? All right.
For there stood by me this night the angel of God, who I am and whom I serve.
Amen. Angel Lord stood by me whom I am and whom I serve. Amen. Yes. I can. Paul, he had a positive testimony. I can. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I do. Philippians 3:13 and 14. Read that. Yes, I do. Read.
I press toward the law for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
All right. That's what he did. He pressed toward the mark. All right. I keep under my body, 1 Corinthians 9:27. I'm bringing it to subjection. I said, hallelujah. Read. I said, anytime I preach, I allow myself to be a castaway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I missed that Romans, boy. Yes.
But I keep under my body.
By myself. Should be a castaway. Amen. I preach the other night myself should be rejected. Amen. So he kept his body under subjection. He had to.
Yes.
And we have to. I mean, we have to walk in the Spirit. We have to say yes to God, no to the flesh, and yes to God. If we're going to please God, I am debtor, Paul said, to the wise and to the unwise. Hallelujah. I'm debtor. That's in Romans. I didn't write that scripture down. I meant to. All right. He said, I fought a good fight. That's what Apostle Paul said. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Fought a good fight, finished my course, kept the faith. Henceforth, from now on, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, whom the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, but unto all also them that love his appearing. A crown of righteousness, if we be faithful unto the end. God called us to be faithful to him, isn't that right? Calling us to live a holy life right here in this present world. He showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? Does the Lord require something of you and me? Does he? Yes. What does he require? To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. That's what God is calling you and me to do every day, not just one day a week. See, some people think they can live like the devil all week and go to church on Sunday and they'd be all right. No, you're not all right. You're not right. Not all right. Amen. God's calling for holiness 365 days a year, and when there's a leap year, 366. Hallelujah. So it's every day. God want our all. My Lord, he want our all, saints. Let's give him our all. Thank God. Thank God for the message came this morning. God is feeding us, isn't it? He's feeding us. And God wants us to hear his voice, obey his voice, and to go higher and deeper in him. Isn't that right? Yeah. Amen. He wants us to grow up. Yeah. My Lord. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God gave us the capacity to grow up. He wants us to grow up. Want us to say yes to him, no to flesh, no to the flesh, and yes to God. Hallelujah. Lord, stir us up tonight, Lord. Do what it takes, Lord. For us to follow you closely, Lord God, to obey your voice, Lord. For we're living at the end, Lord. We're living in the last of the last days, Lord. So help us, Lord God, to be true witnesses. As Brother Willie was talking about witnessing to people, God wants us to witness to people. Isn't that right? He wants us to witness. He wants us to be a witness. And God will lead and guide us how to witness, won't he? If we just let him. Just yield to him. You don't beat people over the head and try to win them for the Lord. No, you don't. Do you? Amen. But God will lead us and guide us. And see, Jesus, how when he met the woman at the well, she got saved because Jesus loved her, didn't he? He loved her. He told her the truth. See, you don't compromise. Do you? No, you don't. You got to, Jesus, you know, Jesus didn't compromise. We know that. He's truth itself. The way, the truth, and the life. But we look at his gentleness to people that now to those hypocrites, well, he put it on them, didn't he? He didn't pull no punches about nothing. You know that. What did he say? What did he call them? What, you whited sepulchres? Yeah, why the receptacles? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you full of dead men's bones. You know, right? I mean, but he was telling them. Why did he tell them this? To bring them out, to make them to feel shame, of, you know, because they knew what he said was the truth. Glory be to God. Some of them had got some sense and came out, didn't they? Like what, Levi, Matthew was the one that. Was taking taxes. Zacharias, he got saved, didn't he? Amen. Some of them got saved, my God, because they knew. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. I mean, he didn't want his peers to see him, did he? So he slipped to him at night. But Jesus told the truth, didn't he? I believe the man got saved. I do, because he was the one that brought some spices, wasn't he, for Jesus' burial. Nicodemus and what's the other man? Joseph of Arimathea. They brought spices, you know. I mean, hallelujah. If you're a witness for God, you can't sit in the closet. Not right. You got to come out. Hallelujah. And fight flat-footed. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. That's following Jesus. Following his steps. Obeying his voice. Keeping your mind stayed upon him. Being a true witness for him. Letting your light shine before men. Got a song, brother. Letting your light shine before men that they may see your good works. And glorify the Father which is in heaven. Isn't that right? Let your light shine. Hallelujah. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Isn't that right? It shines more. In other words, it should be getting brighter and brighter. Not dimmer and dimmer, but brighter and brighter. Thank God as we grow up in the Lord. Hallelujah. And be witnesses for him. Hallelujah. He's calling us to holiness, saints. Let's follow on to know the Lord because he's faithful.